But I must mention this. I met, I reckon, one of the bravest men I've ever met at the weekend. He, not a footballer or a police officer or anything. He was at the footy. Melbourne versus North Melbourne. And it was after the game. I was walking with my son to catch a train. And there was this man in an electric wheelchair. Now, his movement was restricted and quite erratic. He was thrashing around. I don't know what was wrong with him. Perhaps it was a cerebral palsy. I don't know. You couldn't understand his speech. It sounded almost, when he was trying to communicate, as if it was a garbled scream. And he was alone, very happily and comfortably alone, making his way from the football to the train station. And there was a sign. I think he was driving the wheelchair with a head control or something, because he couldn't use his hands or feet. And there was a sign on his chair saying that he may need help getting to Box Hill Station. He called out to me. Now, I still don't know whether he recognised me or wanted help. He seemed to be saying Neil, but I couldn't be sure. So I spoke to him, sort of shook hands, and off he went. I last saw him sitting in his chair on the platform waiting for his train. To me, that man's bravery was extraordinary. You could excuse him with his condition never leaving the house. He was non-verbal, unable to move, severely disabled, in an electric wheelchair, loving life. Going to the football by himself, moving around public transport by himself. Now, of course, he'd be vulnerable to idiots out and about, but everybody I saw who dealt with him was being warm and engaging and helpful. That man, to me, is what courage is about.